We have the coronavirus stuff, and then the coin shortage. So we walk into a place and to eat, and what they did is they took your order at the front. You went and you sat down at a specific table. It was still open seating, but you had to sit at specific tables that were spaced apart. And then they brought you your food. We sit down, we're talking, they bring us our food, we're eating. And then I realized, as I asked my waitress for something, I asked my wife, I was like, did you leave a tip when you paid for the card at the beginning? And she was like, no, I didn't even think about it. She goes, she didn't even serve us yet. Like, I leave a tip. And I was like, well, you're right about that. I said, well, this is what we'll do. We'll just, as we leave, we'll grab a cup of coffee, and then we'll just tell her that we're going to put her tip on that cup of coffee. So we agreed that this was a good idea. Of course, it was my idea, so it was great. So the young lady came over, and we told her our plan, and she was like, well, we're not taking electronic tips. We were like, what? You're not taking electronic tips? She was like, no, we're only taking cash. That is so weird to me. So I was like, well, we concocted this plan. So we are right next to a Kroger. So we left. We told her what we were going to do. And I said, I'm going to run to Kroger real quick. I'm going to purchase something. I'm going to get some change. I'm going to come back. I'm going to give you your tip. We'll be back shortly. And she was like, that's fine. Thank you. So I went over to Kroger. And I go in and I'm realizing, I was like, oh my gosh, I can get money from the cash register here. But when I get money from the cash register here, I'm going to have to buy something else so that I can make change. But if I do that, I'm not going to be able to because they don't give change. So I was like, this is absolutely insane. So I went through the motions. I'm already ready to pay. And I did notice that the cash sign was illuminated at this particular Kroger on the self-checkout, whereas the other Kroger I was at was not the other day, and they refused to take cash. So I went back through. I bought a pack of gum. I took the change. I paid with cash. I took the change, which it gave me, which was amazing. But some stores now are refusing to accept cash because of the coin shortage, and Kroger's other locations in this area are also saying you can round it up and we can put the difference on your Kroger Plus card, or I don't know if they're offering gift cards or whatnot, but they are to the point where they're not accepting cash anymore. So conspiracy theories are abounding about this. I honestly think it's just because people haven't been using cash and a lot of the coins just haven't hit circulation yet, but that could be wrong. People are talking about how this is moving us towards a cashless society and blah, blah, blah. It's like, look, we've already proven that if they wanted to move us towards cashless societies, they wouldn't have to go into some chintzy conspiracy theory of coin shortages. Places would just stop refusing to take cash. Just simple as that. They don't need to do it incrementally like this. We're so ready right now. We're so ripe and ready for the next move. If they were going to do it, they would just do it. I don't think there's any crazy conspiracy theory behind this. You're welcome to prove me wrong in the Crusader Stadium chat room, crusadechannel.com/chat. Tell me what you think about that. I think it's a combination of germs, not enough coins in circulation. But if this is a conspiracy theory to take us into a cashless society, no, there's plenty of other ways that they could do that. They wouldn't waste their time doing this. They, meaning whoever you want to assign they to. All right, so the other news story I want to hit here real quick in the remaining moments of the program is this push by the Trump administration, led by Betsy DeVos, to get kids back into public schools. Even the New York Times is recognizing that DeVos, the headline is, DeVos abandons a lifetime of local advocacy to demand schools reopen. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos has become the face of the Trump administration's demands, a stance diametrically opposite of how she has led the department, which is absolutely true. And I've thought this, I've been thinking this since the beginning. Why are we supporting President Trump, who is threatening to defund public schools if they don't start back up? First, defund public schools, period. Right? Defund public schools. Down for that. Totally fine with it. Remove all funding from them. Actually, remove all federal funding from anything. Right? And return the money, well, whatever money is actually ours, rather than made up conflated numbers or made up fiat money. Budgets made out of thin air. Money printed out of thin air. If you're going to do anything, return that money to the states and just say, you know what? We don't need it anymore. We're not going to fund your crap. You fund your own stuff. You take care of your own schools. You do what your own thing is. You take care of your own stuff. Federal government's out of it. washing our hands. You do what you want to do. We don't care. That's the way the federal government should be. But the article here says, as the nation's public schools plunged into crisis at the outset of the coronavirus outbreak, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos stuck to the message of decades of conservative education advocacy. She championed her trademark policies of local and parental control, freeing the states of federal mandates, loosening rules and funding opportunities that she said would help schools rethink education outside their brick and mortar buildings. But now, as President Trump pushes public schools to reopen this fall, Ms. DeVos is demanding they do so, as do as Washington says, a stance diametrically opposite to how she has led the department. Already a partisan lightning rod, she has become the face of the Trump administration's effort to pry open the schoolhouse doors through force and threats. Her presence, as arguably the most recognizable and divisive member of the Trump admin, next to Trump himself, has inflamed a debate that is roiling communities in every corner of the country. Listen to some of the things that she says. Actually, a response here by Kerry Rodriguez, the president of the National Parents Union. We have so politicized the situation, we don't know who we can trust, and it's become very clear that we can't trust her. It's as if the Trump administration gave her one sentence that she is supposed to stick to: open the economy by any means necessary. Our lives are not valuable to them at all. We are a means to an end. Then she added, you want to talk about a moment for parent choice? We're literally in this alone. This is perfect. This is a perfect statement, because if we're talking about parental choice, if we're discussing the fact that parents should have the choice and option to take care of public, to do their own thing when it comes to education, why are we pushing for public schools to reopen? They are destroying the idea of homeschool. In the article, it says last week, Mr. Trump ramped up pressure on schools to hold physical classes in a forceful recognition that opening schools is critical to fully reopening the economy, which in turn is critical to his reelection. He appeared to accept no other option, writing on Twitter on Friday that virtual learning has proven to be terrible compared to in school. So here we have our conservative Christian Republican candidate advocating for public schools against homeschool. Now, people can say, well, virtual learning is public school. Look, it is. The education is public school education. But virtual learning is still considered by many people in many different states who've set this up as homeschool. Schooling your children at home. He is saying that parents can't do this. Kids have to go to school. And you're saying, no, that's not what he's saying. Okay, well then let's see what Betsy DeVos has to say about this. I think the go-to needs to be kids in school, in person, in the classroom. That's Betsy DeVos. Because we know for most kids, she continues, that's the best environment for them. So we're allowing Donald Trump and Betsy DeVos to destroy what the homeschooling lobby has done in the past 20 years, at least. At least the past 20 years. And we're going to sit idly by and allow that to happen? I say it's time that we tell them the school advocacy is a states' rights issue. What we want to do as states should be left to us as states. Simple and plain as that. This article, even though written by the New York Times, is a good piece, because it points out the inconsistencies. It points out the glaring double standard that we have here. Trump wants to reopen public schools because it shows what he sees as the economy being reopened and his strong stance to putting kids back into school and getting things back to normal. What he doesn't understand is that we don't want this right now. The states don't want to open their schools. If you're in a state and the state is burning right now, pretty hot, like Florida, and you have these coronavirus numbers, and a lot of people say, well, they're made up, they're fake. Okay, what if they're not? What if they're not? You're forcing these schools to reopen. You're going to send these kids back to school, which can then help, which can then potentially affect the teachers that are there and have to cause another shutdown. You send these kids back to school, and then they go visit their grandparents and having being asymptomatic potentially from the coronavirus make their grandparents sick. Why not continue? Now, okay, I understand getting the economy going back up. I understand that if a business, and again, I don't think the government should be doing a lot of this, the businesses should be saying, wear a mask when you come in here, or you don't shop here. Shop somewhere else or shop online. And if a business wants to do that, let them do that. And let's watch and see if those numbers decrease.